Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Fortuna's Mayor Doug Strell said he hopes people accept a grand jury report clearing the city manager of wrongdoing. Yesterday, the Humboldt County Grand Jury issued a report clearing city manager Regan Candelario of allegations that he misused city money. The grand jury was responding to a citizen complaint that the new city manager has been misusing money and not documenting its use properly. The grand jury said the city needs to do a better job documenting use of public money, but they said that Candelario had acted properly in using it. The report recommends a better line of communication between the city council, city manager, and city employees. A mixed martial arts match at Blue Lake Casino took a tragic turn over the weekend, and one of the fighters is now fighting to regain use of his legs. 40-year-old Steve Watts was fighting in his second MMA match at the casino when he was injured during a fight. After a takedown by his opponent, Watts complained of not being able to move. His friend, McKinleyville businessman Brian Raskin of Mirador Glass, said Watts was airlifted to Reading where surgeons worked on his injured spine. Raskin said Watts is still undergoing treatment and it may be some time before Watts knows the extent of his injuries. But Raskin said the athlete faces a long recovery. Steve Watts is a local musician known for promoting music shows. Dillard County schools were put on alert Tuesday morning after officials received a threat sent through the social media application Whisper. The message was sent anonymously on Monday night and said, "I have planned the deaths of over half the people at my school." At noon, a female student admitted to authorities that she had sent the message, but that it was not a threat against any school, nor was there any plan to do harm, and she claimed she was talking about a video game she was playing. The threat was received by school officials who keep schools on alert through the morning, and parents were made aware of the threat and were told they could pick up their kids at school if they wished. A dreary trailer park and a roadside bar. That's where a Humboldt State University student found herself on a class assignment. Jessica Buxbaum has spent the semester looking for the untold story of the man accused of killing Eureka priest Father Eric Freed. Jessica Buxbaum said the story took her to a Redway trailer park where the accused killer, Gary Bullock, lived.
It doesn't seem like anyone has a real idea of what a motive is.
Buxbaum said she also spent much time at a bar frequented by Bullock. She said she found out much about the personality of the man accused of the bludgeon killing of the priest New Year's morning.
I think a lot of people seem to think that this was a man who had a severe drug problem.
Gary Bullock faces an August trial, and the story about the murder appears in the free college magazine The Osprey to be published Monday. It's also available online. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.